Yeah, I've got it.
Hello, I'm here.
Okay,
it just didn't see, the ad just started playing, so I think the show just started.
Wait, you can't hear the song, can you? I'm pressing to play the song and it's not playing.
No, I've got an ad playing on the screen. So I
Wait,
think the
did
song
you log
will
in
start.
The studio?
Yep. No, I didn't. Now it's going. I can hear me.
No, I didn't. Now it's going. I can hear it. I can see.
All right, we got it.
Thanks. home, guys.
God bless everybody. I had to clear all my cookies today. I had lots of tech demons coming after me. technology. You know, I'm so blessed that we have technology, but, you know, every now and then you get hacked and they steal all your information and they steal all your contacts and they wipe out all your information. That happened to me today. No, I'm not in the Ukraine getting my head cut off. I guess somebody hacked into my email and sent everybody on my list email. And I'm in the Ukraine. And, yeah, I know you guys think since I'm stage 9 that maybe I went and did something crazy to get my head chopped off. But that was so funny. Connor sent me the email. But so if you got a bunch of emails from Sam Chi, that's, I didn't send those emails. Somebody got into my account. They got all your information. So if, I'm sorry. I had to call Yahoo Mail, and I was on the line for an hour and a half wait time. And then when they finally answered the phone, I forgot what my name was. Anyhow, so she said it was a pretty good hack job. They really did a lot. They took all, I mean, they didn't just, but they, like, stole everything. They wiped everything out. So, but they were able to recover most of it, and they said not to bother getting a new email because the way they fixed it, it's, you know, it's just like getting a new email. So I kept my old email, and it should be safe for you to email me unless someone tries to hack me again. But what I am going to do is I'm going to start erasing everything so people can't see emails, you know, what we talk about and stuff. So I will start just after I get emails, I'm just going to erase them. Because if anyone hacks in again, because this was a pretty good hack job. Usually if I just change my password, it's all good, you know. But, no, this person did something on every level, and so it took them about, 20 minutes to figure it all out and fix it. So, you know, that only can mean one thing. What does that mean, Jerry? What does all this mean?
It means we are out of here because we don't need it anymore.
Important. The Illuminati wants to kill me. I'm like famous.
Oh, that's true. Well, we already knew that.
Big joke. Okay, but so anyway, I went to go clear all my cookies, and now my computer is like stalling. Yeah, I figured out how to do it, Jerry, and now my computer. So I can't even see the studio. I can't see the chat room. I can't see anything. So I've had a plethora of things happen today. So, God bless everyone. I'm so excited. We're going home. And praise God we do have this technology, though, because we get to meet right now. And even though Blog Talk's having major problems with their system, that's why our shows have been scheduled weird. I didn't do that. Their system did it, and they're just apologizing up and down. They're very sorry for it. They told me how to go in there and fix it, so I have to work on that today. But meanwhile, we are grateful, Lord Jesus, that we can come together as a church. We thank you there will be no tech demons in heaven, and we will not have to deal with these tech demons pretty soon. I just ask a prayer protection on everybody who, we just thank you, Lord, that you are protecting us. And whoever hacked into my email, we pray that you get saved. The Lord Jesus Christ loves you, and you took all the list of the beautiful people I talked to. So I hope you're blessed by them all. And we pray for protection on everybody's security. But you know what? We're good. God's got our back. He really does, guys. He's good. I mean, it was just a hassle to get this thing fixed because it was more than that. It was a lot of things that once my email was compromised, I had to go spend the whole day doing a bunch of different things. But my head's on straight, and then I went to go do the show after all that stuff, and then the show won't start. My sister's like, man, like, they're after you today, those tech demons. So Blog Talk said that they're getting a new system in because it's they're having major problems, and so that's nice to know, but we won't be here for that new system, effective 2015. But I have really good news today. I didn't have to go to the hospital. I'm making this all about me, aren't I, Jerry?
That's just fine.
It's all about me. Just kidding. But the thing is, today my schedule, my sister had the day off. We were going to go to the hospital and get me some more professional help because I can't breathe, but the Lord healed my breathing. And when I told my sister today, she was just thrilled. She just got a big smile on her face, and she's like, praise God. I guess she was putting some prayer hits out on God. She said, I was telling God this isn't right. You should be able to make her breathe. And I guess she had been really hitting heaven hard. And then Joe Gretto admitted to me that he was praying to God. And, you know, so combination of prayers and God's timing, I don't know. But, like, yesterday I called in the testimony. I had already been breathing. It was almost 24 hours at that point. It's been over 24 hours. I feel great. All my energy's back. I can breathe again. Oh, I won't take breathing for granted anymore, you know. But I don't know why. I believe God just healed me because I didn't do anything different. You know, my son noticed at noon yesterday. He's like, Mom, you haven't used your inhaler. And we were so busy homeschooling, I didn't even notice. I'm like, oh, you're right. But I didn't want to say anything. So I was like, this is weird because I haven't been able to do that for a while. Anyway, it's a bonafide healing, folks. And I just thank the Lord that he wanted to go ahead and do that. But, Jerry, I think I will have to have you host the show today because I had really cool things to share, but I can't see the chat room or who's calling in, and maybe Jesus will be calling in. I don't know. We might want to. So if you could, I'm just going to turn my computer off because I can't do anything right now because I tried to clear my cookies and my computer is, like, freaking out.
That's weird. It shouldn't really have done that.
Yep. Well, it is. It's happened three times now. And it's like doing that thing where you can't. Anyway, the only thing I have to do is turn it on totally. So, yeah. Unfortunately, if you're in this, you should call in the studio right now. You guys, this show might get shut down. I don't know. I'm going to try it right now. You should call in, Jerry, so in case it shuts down.
Oh, well, let me wait and see what happens because right now I'm online and I can talk and people can hear me. And
oh, that's cool. Okay.
So until we need
but
to operate.
If I hang up, it'll say, well, never mind. Okay, well, tell us what God's doing. The Lord is still coming. Everything's great, you guys. All of our tech demons and health demons and, oh, wow. And everything else is going to be, it's all going to be better in a blink of an eye. So don't let it get you down. I didn't let it get me down. I really didn't. I got healed, so, like, nothing could ruin my day. But, you know,
Alana says that we chased the tech demons out of your body and they went to Blog Talk. So I think that's what happened.
Oh, that's funny. You know, if you're believing God for healing and you're sick right now, just trust your daddy. He's got your back. He's got your back. Gonna heal you. I don't know what his timing is. His timing was perfect for me. Just know that he's coming, you guys. He's coming to rescue all of us. Okay, I need a rescue just because my health is better. You know, I'm up the creek without a paddle, if you know what I mean. and I'm not complaining. It's all good. But he's coming to rescue us, church. Be excited. I think it's today, for real. For realsies. What do you think, Jerry?
Yeah, I think it's today, for real. I'm looking, and I ran across something today, and that a biblical thing, and I went back to the basic words. Basically, there's a scripture for Saturday, or really any time this week, for when the walls of Jerusalem were rebuilt and the doors installed. And there's a history about that, but basically it may relate to the Pentecost thing, the 50-day thing that he really impressed upon me and has had me chasing down. And, you know, I really actually wasn't going to go into it. So what I'll just do is say that it's something that follows on from Nehemiah. And if you read Nehemiah, you can see that he pleaded with Artaxerxes in Susa to have the walls rebuilt in Jerusalem. And he traveled from Susa to Jerusalem and then basically instructed the people there to rebuild the walls. And it's the story about how the walls to Jerusalem were rebuilt. And there is potentially three 50-day periods in that story. And I don't want to get into it too much just because it's sort of a matter of interpretation. But it looks like it would have taken him about 50 days to travel to Jerusalem, almost exactly. And then it's possible that it took 100 days. The Nehemiah usually is translated as 52, but that could also be translated as two sets of 50, which would make 150 days. And from Nisan, anyway, it would be this week as an anniversary that would have been completed. And that's just something I ran across today. And I think it fits some other things. It's interesting that the 18th tomorrow is exactly a week before Rosh Hashanah. And then the Feast of Trumpets is however everybody looks at it. Michelle had mentioned that a couple of days ago. Today is the 17th. I think we're really ripe. I think we're ready. I think he's going to have to take us on spine before we all go splat on the ground. And I know several of us are in that place. And it's not just you that had good days for healing. I think there were some other people that have had some pretty good days. And I feel like I completed a task yesterday that was a sort of a personal thing that he was really impressing upon me to do. So I really feel like the stage is being set. Along those lines, it's probably the last stage of what I was going to have to do that he's had me on now for several weeks. And he keeps telling me not to do any projects around the house. And I keep asking why, and I just hear, don't do it. So here I am. So he's doing a lot of things. He's getting things very precisely positioned. And I believe he could take us anytime.
Yep.
Including today.
Yeah. Well, amen. I believe it. I believe we're so cute. You know, we're like those little cute Boy Scouts that sell popcorn in front of the grocery stores. And he just can't resist us. We're so cute. We're just sitting outside the grocery store saying, we just look adorable. He's going to have to come get us.
We're irresistible.
Yeah. So, my computer's doing that thing again. Sorry. You want to call in and run the show? Because I can't see anyone who's calling in. I'm sort of distracted. Sorry. I have things to share and places to go and people to see, but I can't do it when I'm this distracted.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, let me see what I can do. I'm going to try locate here. Hold on just a second. Let's see if I can accomplish this. Because I kind of hate to hang up.
Don't hang up yet. Let me try something else.
Yeah.
Well, I just want you to get in the studio. Can you call on your other?
I'm going to work out. I'm trying to get into the studio right now. I'll see how that goes. And see what that looks like.
Say sorry to everyone who's called in right now. We can't see you. I can't see chat either. I feel like I'm blind with my eyes wide open.
Let's see what I got here, studio. Well, we have Keith.
Hello,
Keith.
Hello.
And we have Pat.
Hi, guys. Hi, guys.
Oh, we got Pat on.
I'm here, baby.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, sweeties. I had this happen to me 2 years ago. Ready? Yeah, I had this happen. Yeah.
I think it's Carol. It's 210.
Yep.
Oh, hi, Carol.
It's me. Hi, everybody.
Okay.
Love you all.
And
love
we
you
have...
all, Keith. How are you feeling?
Not good, but better now.
Oh, honey.
I bought the Bragg's
apple cider vinegar.
Vinegar.
Yeah. Apple cider vinegar,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job, girl.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. It tastes like, it's fine.
Put it with apple cider.
What does bagged apple cider have to do with the rapture, Carol? I'm getting healed
to be, you know, to fly faster than I would have.
I know.
I want to tell you guys, Judy, I have something to tell you that you're going to get a little bit jealous of.
Tell me. I want something I can rip off of later.
Well, let me tell you guys. I might be the first to go. I might be the first to go from
No, because we're going to hang on to your ankles.
Hey, now.
Because the news said this morning that San Antonio is prime target to be attacked because those jihadis or whoever those
criminals
over there are getting ready to. They want to attack the Alamo and the Riverwalk of San Antonio.
Oh yeah.
So I'm gonna go and stand right there and on the Riverwalk.
You're trying to be a high achiever, Carol. We might be jealous.
Judy, are you sending me a train?
Judy,
are you sending me a train? Are you talking headless?
You know what, though? I was thinking, what could Carol say that would get me jealous? Because jealousy is not really something I struggle with, but I'm freaking jealous right now. I'm so jealous.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. So, that's right. I just had to tell you guys. That's why I called in. I had to tell you that.
Oh, it's cute.
So,
you're on your own, kid. You're on your own.
I'm heading over there right now, and I'm just gonna go camp out there.
Judy's doing MapQuest to the Alamo right now.
You'll have company. You won't be alone. Isn't that great?
All of you guys. Hey, you guys, come down and we'll just go camp out in front of the Alamo. It's a big
thing. I know it.
One way or another, we're getting out of here before everybody else.
Lord, we're desperate. Now you know we're desperate. Jesus, come and get us.
Hey, if me of all people, I'm ready to go camp out there. You know. You know?
The glory around you will smite them. Nothing will happen.
Oh my God, I'm back. Guys, this is so cool because I can see everyone now. So Carol and Thomas and 814. Wait, I know who that is. 814.
That's Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Chris.
Oh no, Chris. I know Chris Nicholson. Hi, Chris. And Pat and Keith and okay, yay, we're all back to normal. Okay, and then in the chat room, I want to say
hi
to Stacy. Yeah, hi to Stacy and
hi
to Carol and Gemma. Let me see who's in chat. This is
Gemma.
So fun. I can see everybody. I feel like I just got my iPhone. Tressy and Tressy and Jerry and Rojo and Billy and Alana's back. She's back in chat. That's awesome.
Hi, Alana.
There was some scammer that hacked into my account and asked for money from Ukraine, and Alana's really upset because Alana thought I went to Ukraine, and Alana just sent $1 million to Ukraine.
Right.
Yeah, Alana,
trying
to get some money back.
You're not getting it back, Alana.
there are some great things written about you in Facebook chat about going to Ukraine that I could read for you.
Oh, God.
Okay, go ahead, read them.
I can find them first.
Let me just welcome Emma, and we have a guest. I don't know who Alexis Too Bright is. Identify yourself, Alexis. Joe and Katie, we love you. And then
hi,
Andre.
Hi, guys.
Oh, cool.
And,
Andre.
Yeah.
Love you, Joe and Katie.
And so we played in Andre's song in the beginning, huh?
So you guys have to, Joe, next time you're in the studio, you need to find it. It's Rod Stewart's song called Faith of the Heart. It is the perfect rapture song. You guys will love it. I'm telling you. It's amazing.
It's in the studio.
Yeah.
It's in the studio,
like,
or we need it in the studio?
No, you need it in the studio.
Okay. What's the name of it again?
Faith in the Heart.
Faith of the Heart by Rod Stewart.
Okay. Okay.
He didn't mean it to be a rapture song, but it is totally a rapture song.
Great.
Okay.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I think almost every song that anyone has written is a rapture song. I'm seeing the rapture
just
in everything.
Yeah.
I was just going to say that. There's so much out there that could be attributed to that. Sure.
But of course, most of us are in stage 8 rapture-centric disease. And
how about 800?
We see it. Yeah, we see it everywhere.
Stage 10.
No, Judy, according to Facebook chat, you're at stage 11 trying to go to the Ukraine and get your head chopped off before the rest of us. They put you at stage 11 desperate. So you're stage 11 now, Judy. Ukraine. What's that all about?
Oh, my goodness.
I think it's so funny. I woke up to all these emails from people telling me someone hacked your account. They're asking money from the Ukraine. And, I mean, like, people would know that's not me because I don't even ask for money, okay?
But you could be in the Ukraine.
I mean, if they really wanted to trick you, they could say, I got taken early in the translation. Please send money to my son.
Oh, wow. But they're too dumb for that.
I mean? Yeah.
And then, she got translated.
Wait,
she got translated to Ukraine instead of heaven.
Yeah. We all believe
God,
that.
We
all
would know.
So mad.
We all believe it.
We would know.
I read it. I thought, God, Judy went to a new low. She's dying to get out of here. She's gone to a new low.
Oh wow.
We would know that wasn't true either. We would know that that wasn't true either because you're not going to be raptured before your son.
No,
I have one. You know what, Carol's right. Whoever you are, hacker, you're not very good. Okay, you need to like step up on your game. If you're gonna hack me again,
oh, they're very lame.
Do something better. And so, if you guys are still getting emails from this person, I'm sorry, but
I've been there. I know that. Yeah, I've been there. I know exactly what they're doing. They took everything.
Honestly, if you got the email, just change your password on Yahoo, which is what I did.
No, that didn't work, Keith. It didn't work. That was they were really good.
No, for us to change it though. Yeah, but for us to change it because we opened it. This is a precaution.
Yeah, you guys should all change your passwords. All of you, Keith is right. Everybody, change your password.
You know what I mean? As a precaution.
Yeah, just as a precaution because they got your email. Okay.
Yeah.
So just change your password while you can. It sounds so funny because we're getting raptured, you know. Like, I don't know, why would you hack me? I have nothing. Like, you should go hack somebody else.
It's Satan.
What do you want? The Legos on our kitchen table? I mean, really? Okay. So, what do they want?
They
want my
a
cat.
Lot of people.
They want Bubbies. They want Bubbies.
Aww.
They want Bubbies and British Bubs. They want all those cats. Well, anyway, so.
I'll
play you the Facebook chat up in just a sec. Okay. I hope everyone's finding themselves in good spirits here. We are so close to our dad coming to get us. He's just wonderful. He's so good.
What stage is depression when you flip flop? Like, one second you're depressed, and then you're like depressed, like, Jesus, you're taking too long. And then the next second you're like, yay, we're going to go.
Sounds like schizophrenic rapture.
You know what, though? But when both.
10, 11, 12, what?
You know, when both people are bipolar, it makes for a perfect relationship because you don't even notice. God's bipolar, I'm bipolar, so. Right?
Yeah, but we already got divorced. Judy already dumped me.
Well, Chris is a rubber ducky. He plays in the tub with his. Are you still in the tub with your rubber ducky, Chris, waiting for the rapture turning into a prune or what?
Not right now. I was trying to get pruny.
I know. Pruny's cool, though.
Did you get my text the other night about the Tubby Time video?
The thing is, my number was changed, and I thought I forwarded you my new number. Did I not?
Oh, no.
Because you're in my new phone. I will send you. I'll send you a text. I'll send you a text. Because my old number doesn't. I'll send you a text because you're in my new phone, and then you can send me the video because I want to see that.
All right, cool. there's a whole YouTube video that they explain Tubby Time and why people that are, you know, that are watchers and know that the end is near, why they are infatuated with showers and baths and washing your hands. It's all linked to a spiritual linking of wanting to be a clean bride. So Tubby Time was explained.
I like that.
Okay. I can't remember. I think it was Jules that put it out, maybe? I don't know. Somebody, I just came across it, and I was like, what? This is perfect.
Oh, that's so perfect. I love it.
So this is funny, because you're talking about ducks and tubs and stuff, and Stacy's just putting in chat, she had a dream Monday night. I was at a house with other people. There was a lot of ducks in the pool, and we had to give the ducks enough food. So more ducks in water.
Nice.
Wow. Keep us posted on that dream. I love when Stacy dreams.
She says, I remember spreading the food all around, and there was three dogs. And it was like, and I was like, remember to leave the dogs enough food. And also someone said my boss goes to work at 5 a.m. I wonder if that's our 5:01. And her interpretation is that someone was eloping, I think.
Eloping.
And Alana says, I remember Pat and her 25 ducks. I don't think I know about Pat's 25 ducks.
Oh, yes, you're right. You're right. When I went to the park, I couldn't. Oh, right. Somebody said count the ducks. 25,
oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, with the dog and the leg. Yeah. Yeah, that was so weird. And we're feeding the fish. They were so cute.
Yeah.
And then the geese, there were geese. And I counted like up to 13. I said, no, keep counting. I said, what? I said, 24. And they were all coming over to get bread, but the fish ate all the bread, so there was no bread.
And Stacy says, and we had to give the ducks food before the rapture.
I didn't feed them.
I think that's the part of her dream. But, so this is Duck Day on Rapture Centric
Duck
Radio.
Day. Oh my gosh.
That's
definitely my
day. Judy's going to go to heaven and become a donkey, and I'm going to go to heaven and become a rubber ducky.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
You know what, though? I'm already a donkey. I don't know if you've seen me lately, Chris, but if you look on my channel, I'm a donkey already.
Yeah, I saw.
So this is a little bit freaking me out right now, because Alana put it together, and you have the 25th. Well, it just so happens that scripture reference that I was talking about was the 25th of the Jewish month Elul, which is Saturday. I'm sure she was thinking about Rosh Hashanah or Feast of Trumpets on the 25th, but what I was actually talking about earlier was the 25th of the Hebrew month Elul, which is Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they are literally, if you watch, I just, in the Facebook chat, a lot of you guys aren't in the Facebook chat, but I don't know if Keith saw it or not, because he'll love it. It's actually going on live right now. It's a sermon called, it's on Prophecy Watch channel. I don't know how many of you guys subscribe to that, but it's a live sermon.
I've heard of it.
About, it's called Shemitah and the Feast of Trumpets.
Right.
And it's him comparing just everything and how many thousands and thousands and thousands of people believe that the Shemitah that's going on right now, we're entering into, and the Feast of Trumpets, and the return of Christ are all super linked, and he's going through explaining you know, the whole, you know, all the different ways that they're linked and how this is the end of right now.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Wow.
The Shemitah happens every 7 years. It happened in 2008, 2001 when the stock market collapsed. So we're in a Shemitah year now, starting Feast of Trumpets next week, all the way to the next Feast of Trumpets in 2015. So also every 7 Shemitahs, which would be 49 years, the year after that is a Jubilee year. So next week, Feast of Trumpets, not only do we start a Shemitah year, which will be a year of total chaos and economic collapse, but we also have a Jubilee year at the same time happening because it happens every 50 years. So we have a double whammy starting next Feast of Trumpets next week all the way to the next year. And there'll be economic collapse plus the Jubilee, which means Jubilee usually means God will erase the debt. But if the country has judgment coming, then God will cause judgment. The reverse will be economic collapse. So that's why we got to split. We got to jam because we got the we got the Shemitah and the Jubilee starting on Feast of Trumpets for the whole year of craziness.
Wow, you guys, we're going home.
Oh my God, get away from. Oh, I know. I keep singing that song. It just keeps banging in my head. I can't get rid of it.
It feels like a family night, doesn't it? Does everyone feel so relaxed and comfortable?
Yeah. Right. It's great.
Do you guys realize that it's been almost a year now that we've all been rapture-centric?
I've only been rapture-centric since November 19th, but it'll be a year in November.
Yes.
You're right.
It's going on a year that we've been helping sustain each other.
Right.
Exactly.
And have we helped each other?
Yes.
Yeah.
Big time.
I mean, we started off the show talking about suicide. I guess we're good for each other. You should never separate, you guys. You should always stay together.
Oh my gosh. What a crazy bunch. If we're this nutty down here, what are we going to be up there? I mean, poor Jesus, he'll be laughing all the time. He won't get his breath. You have to bring your atomizer or whatever it is along with you, your inhaler. But Jesus, he won't get his breath.
Jesus is going to hand me my inhaler to shut me up.
Put tape over my mouth.
I don't know. We had a thing about that in blog, a late night blog chat. We're like, everybody has to stop being funny because they're not going to bring us up because they're just, it's like sitcom night every late night chat, same late night chat. They're just going to be, it's like a TV show and they're not going to bring us up. So everyone has to be boring in extreme late night chat because it gets really funny, I have to say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be held over.
Oh, wow.
We're getting more and more ridiculous as the days go by.
Yeah. But we are.
You know, I'm finding a rapture under every rock. But I'm telling you, like, for real. You guys are going to think, he set my alarm for tomorrow now, so whatever. I'm not crazy, and I know my phone. Figured out everything on this phone, and it's set for tomorrow, people. I don't know what he's doing.
Mine is set for the 21st of September. I don't know why, but it won't stop saying 21st. It just does its own thing. Yeah. And I have no idea what the 21st is supposed to mean. Yeah. Yeah. It's weird. Totally weird.
It's like every day. I mean, I can give you literally scriptures for the 24th and the 25th of the Jewish month, which is the 19th and the 20th. The 18th is 7 days from the 25th. We're in the 17th, and 17 is always good. You're getting the 21st. Roman keeps, has always seen the 21st of some month.
Yeah.
Plus, I know he feels reinforced for September.
What kind of phone do you have, Judy? Did you get an iPhone, or is it something different?
No, it's a Samsung Galaxy S4 Mini. It's
the
new one.
Maybe that's possible. Because iPhones are totally of Satan. So if your alarm is on an iPhone, then it's not the Holy Spirit setting the alarm.
Yeah.
Oh, it's messed up, huh? Messed up phone.
No.
Well, the iPhone 6 is now linkable to the RFID chip.
Yeah,
so
I know.
So you can link your RFID chip
yes.
right to your iPhone 6.
Isn't that exciting? Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the whole Siri thing talking about the gates of hell opening on August whatever. Yeah, ask it what, you know, ask Siri what day, you know, what happens on, I think it was like August 22nd or something, 2014. Yeah,
yeah.
And it says the gates of hell are open wide.
Okay, Acuity, I found the Facebook chat stuff about your in Ukraine. You want to hear it?
Yeah, and you know what? This might not be funny for people that aren't on my email list, but I don't know how many people they sent it to, but a lot of people were getting emails from me today that weren't from me because someone hacked me and said I was in the Ukraine.
Right,
so if you guys don't understand it, it's because you didn't get the email, but go ahead, tell
me. Yeah, she was, yeah, they said she was in Ukraine, she didn't have any money, they took her passport, yada yada, and that she needed, if everyone could send $20, then she could get her stuff back and all that. So anyway, so this is the thing going on in Facebook chat. I bet you didn't even get her shot. Now she takes Ebola over there carrying stage 9 symptoms across the world, forcing needs some intervention. And then it says, if you can't get back, this could be your new job. And then someone said, she could give us a play-by-play of what is going on in the Ukraine for our RCC show tonight. For RCC, this has taken on a whole new level. And then it says, yeah, if she can't get back, maybe she can start her trip duties early. And then someone says she's trying to get her head chopped off so she can see Jesus early. And then no shortcut duty. And then this is, yes, stage 9. She desperately needs intervention. And then she's past stage 9. That's where I am. She's at stage 11 or something. And then this is the stage where it gets dangerous. The stages only talk about doing drastic things. She always wanted some action. So, and I said, yes, I was going to say, she's gone to a war-torn territory to get killed. And I'm like, nope, sorry, Judy, can't go without us.
Can't go without us.
So that was going on Facebook chat. So, all that's cool.
Oh, that's funny.
I just want to say thank you to this hacker for giving us so many good jokes for today. We were running dry. Thank you so much. this just made my day hearing all this funny stuff because, you know.
One of the suggestions is just open up extra accounts, like we'll have a Hotmail account, have a Yahoo account, so that you can go right over to the other account and you can continue on until you get
I had someone hack me or hack my friend, and I sent an email replying back to the hacker saying, you've been hacked, and the hacker sent me an email back saying, no, it's really me. I'm like, dude, I just saw my friend today in California. He's not in Philippines. Sorry, hacker. So I replied to Judy's hacker, and I was witnessing. I'm like, you know, Jesus is coming. Repent, say you're sorry, you know, change your ways.
They took all my stuff, and it was all spiritual stuff, so maybe they're converted. I don't know.
Yeah.
Seriously,
well,
heavy
does
time stuff.
If I'm getting chipped, you know, if I'm getting chipped, I want it to be barbecue. I don't want nacho cheese.
Well, they just there was NBC put out today. If you look on my Facebook, it's on my Facebook page, there's NBC just had an article about Congress trying to pass bills to make you be chipped by 2017.
Wow!
Yeah. And isn't it ironic that 2017 lined up somewhere with the who was it? I can't remember who did a video on 2017 being the mid-trib.
Yeah.
Who was it? I can't remember.
Yeah,
who
I mean,
that
it's really
the
mid-trib being
yeah. Scotty did a video about
yeah.
Scotty did a video about the signs in the skies about mid-trib. Yeah.
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 Yeah, I just like to point out that usually those scam emails say that somebody's stuck in Africa,
And if we'd gotten an email that said Judy had gone to work in an Ebola village in Africa and needed funds, we would have all believed it.
Yeah.
Yes, you are. Yeah, you're probably right. Whoa.
Yeah. They had me in England.
Oh, Pat's in England.
Yeah. I'm not too far from Ukraine.
Well, you know, I actually thought it was Keith because they asked for $20. I know, it's hitting Keith.
They probably.
You're funny.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it's only $20. That's it. Messing Keith. Hey, Keith, just for that, I'm going to throw in your account just for that.
You know,
joke.
this is just old hat. They keep doing this to people, and by now everybody knows that this is a scam, and these people sound so stupid because they know no one's really going to believe them. I hope not. It's been around too
long.
Hey,
you guys, there are people that believe.
You guys,
okay, I hope you guys not. Get emails? I keep getting emails that somebody died and they want to give me $1 million. Do you guys get those kind of emails all the time?
Oh, that stuff, too. It's usually from Africa or some other country.
Yeah,
I just delete it. It's all a scam.
Just making sure.
There's so many.
Sure. I thought so. I just erased
it. It's getting old. It's really getting old.
You know what
there's
I find
so
funny is the ones that want you to, on Facebook and Twitter, you know, like all these half-naked women are sending you friend requests.
Oh, right, yeah.
My name is Pat. And they're like, you know, they're like, oh, I love God too, you know.
Yeah, right. And
they're
printing
me on this email. I'm like, okay.
That's the naked beer drinking gay church. Remember we used to talk about that church?
Yeah.
Give them Jesus. Just slap Jesus on them. Cover them with the Lord and the blood, and then see what they do with that. That's what I do. I once called up all the psychics and stuff. I got their addresses. I send them all things on our Lord. I mean, you try, or I go online and I send them Jesus stuff. Hey, you never know. Never know.
You never know.
Yeah. You never know. Plant a seed, even if they think you're nuts. So many lost people out there, man. They're all screwed up, royally screwed up. So we cover them with the blood of Christ for conversion. So I pray for all the time. Just convert them, Lord. Shekinah glory, go get them. You know, try anything. Try anything to get them to change their mind or wake them up. You know, Satan's last days now, so he's going to try everything in the book to throw at everybody, especially those who love our Lord. So, you know, like you say, Judy, you say something so true, laughter. Laughter keeps him away. Oh, my goodness, does that work. He can't stand it.
It works really, really good, you guys. Laughter and ignoring him, they work better than rebuking him. Just laugh or ignore him.
Just laugh.
He hates that.
He
kind of likes it when you rebuke him. Kind of likes it when you rebuke him all day long because then the attention is on him, you know? I mean, I'm not saying don't do it once in a while as the Lord leads, but seriously, just to ignore and to laugh. I'm telling you.
Laughing, he can't stand it. Because that's insulting him. He has no sway over you, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, and the people that get on your nerves, they'll quit bugging you, too, because they'll be like, all she does is laugh, and they'll get away from you, too.
Right. If they're in a down mood, they don't want to be around you.
It worked really
good
for me. I kept people away because they would not even want to come near me because they didn't want to hear my laugh. They're like, oh, my gosh, it's on my nerve. So it was awesome.
Yeah,
like, I had, like, people just I had lots of people never bug me because of that. And then the last thing.
Oh, well, hey, you got to be you, you know.
I love it.
Hey.
It works good.
It works. It really does. Or if there's a sad room or everybody's down, I'll just crack a joke or start laughing or being funny, and it breaks everything. And then people want to be happy. They don't want to be miserable. So sometimes you got to be the clown, even though you're not in the mood. You got to be the clown anyway. And it clears the room out. It just, the demons run and everything else, and people get happy. And it works. It really works. But sometimes you got to suck in a little breath and say, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to be happy. And then when you feel like throwing a plate, but try it. It really works. It just clears the room out.
Righteousness. Yeah, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. I don't think there's going to be a bunch of really serious stone faith philosophers in heaven. Okay? I really don't think so.
Yeah, that's true. So Judy's going to go to Ukraine for real and solve the crisis over there because because instead of wearing a helmet, she's going to wear a donkey mask, and everybody will be laughing
terrible.
So hard that they won't want to fight anymore.
Yeah.
Can you imagine ISIS looking at Judy with a donkey mask on? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. They would totally cut my head off.
No, they'd crack to the ground laughing. They would be so hysterical.
Don't give her any ideas, Jerry. She's really going to go to Ukraine with a donkey mask.
It's dangerous.
Sure, you'll have that donkey mask. You're going to need it.
What if everybody in Ukraine put on a donkey mask? They would kick them out. They would all
Oh my God!
And then actually, we'll have to go rescue Judy. All of the RCC is going to have to bring their donkey masks on, and we'll look like an army. And they won't be able to chop all our heads off because we'll be coming out with donkey masks.
They're going to fall to the ground laughing, dead. I've never seen anything like it. New form of Christianity here. Bunch of jackasses coming at us.
Can you imagine us coming back with the Lord riding in the Battle of Armageddon and all of the comebacks have donkey masks on their horses with their swords?
After that, we can go to the Middle East and call ourselves asses. And we'll be the new separatist group.
Oh, Jerry, that's good. I can't stop laughing. I'm gonna die laughing here. Oh, my gosh. Here come the asses.
Rosemary said a donkey mask.
I need your inhaler.
With a slingshot for a weapon. Oh my gosh,
Jesus, you do have a sense of humor. You're a bunch of crazy kids here. Oh my gosh. Yeah, we have to try that.
If they came to chop my head off, I would be laughing so hard. I really would be.
They wouldn't
would
be able to find your neck.
No, I'd be like, here, let me help you.
That'll be something for them to see.
That's psych off. Psych them out.
Oh, my gosh. That would freak them out with the donkey head on.
This has been the most relaxed church service ever. We've managed to just... Watch. Here we think we're going to go out in some serious service. Watch this be our last service.
We fall over the line with hysterics. Oh, my gosh.
Well, it was going to be, but since we made them laugh on heaven, they're going to keep us another day because they want to hear some more comedy.
Oh, my gosh.
Tom is all sad. Your contract's going to be extended, and we won't be able to leave.
I know. No, don't.
Please.
Don't extend our contract anymore. Yeah, we'll just entertain you in heaven. How about that? We'll just do a whole show. It's called Comedy Hour.
Easy to do.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, we had a new person in chat, that Alexis person. We scared her away. Alexis Chupri.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Aww.
I don't know anyone to come here. I don't tell people to come here. I don't recommend coming here. I don't say it. Honestly, I don't. I really don't. People, I just, you know, if you end up stumbling upon this church, I say hi, God bless, good luck. You're sure to get offended. You're sure to get, like, something wrong with you. I have no idea, but, yeah. God bless you, Alexis.
Oh.
Yeah, it probably was.
Oh, wow.
We have the only studio with padded walls.
You know what I did find out? You guys, I did find out that British Bub is in the Ukraine.
Oh.
No, I'm not joking. He was catnapped to Ukraine. He was on his way to Scotland to vote for Scottish independence. Now he came into custody of this cat named Flubby.
And he is,
Yeah, and he took 20
bucks
of catnip. Yep, and Flubbies keeps muttering something about starting World War III, so send some kitty currency to British Bub, care of Flubbies in the Ukraine.
Okay. Don't forget
and
the
And
that,
my friends, is stage 9, RC.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually, that was Jerry's.
Oh, my gosh.
That was Jerry's. Coming out. He sent me that email.
Oh, my gosh. Unreal.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Billy in chat is saying, is Flubby John Kerry's cat World War III?
Oh, my.
What are you going to do?
Oh, guys.
No wonder he has such a long face.
What'd you say? What, Jerry?
I said no wonder he has such a long face.
Oh, you're bad.
I have never
seen a long face. You telling me that face?
Yeah.
90 seconds.
Oh, my. Really?
I bet if we go today, watch. I bet you anything, we'll be out of here.
It's a piece of art. Performance art here, no doubt about it.
We should all
tell Jesus
like,
not to be standing
really loud,
over
like
the Ukraine, though, to take us up.
Yeah. That
we should all watch it.
Oh, no. Billy says, the bride says, ha, ha, ha. Okay, Spirit and the bride say,
come.
Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha. Come now, Lord. Ha, ha, ha.
You want me to come away?
He's going to put us all away in a room up there, I swear.
Flower.
I'm down.
Flower. Oh. That's right. Flower.
Did you say we're the only bridal? Did you say we're the only bridal chamber that's padded? Is that what you said, Jerry? Yeah, you said that.
We're the only padded studio on Blog Talk.
Oh, I think we're the only padded bridal chamber in heaven.
Oh,
we
that's
wait.
True too.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
that's
exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Lord have mercy.
10 seconds.
Gosh,
a spirit
really?
Of the bride saying,
come get us. Come get us now.
We love you,
dear. Goodbye, English lady.
Good night. I love you guys. Goodbye, Chris.
Love you too.
Bye, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Love you all.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you all.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody. Love you guys.
Okay, love you.
See you.